Hey, this is Nookie, and I just wanted to let y'all know that we have an amazing event coming up, Valentine's Weekend. It's a three-day education and social event focusing in on dating and relationships for kinky folk. We have brilliant speakers lined up, like Lexi Silver, Zach Budd, Unruly Nerd Girl, and I'll even be presenting a four-hour workshop. Don't worry, it's in two parts. On how to defuckify your dating and create a profile and a life that weeds out what you don't want and attracts what you do. Registration is open and the first 500 people get in free, so don't hesitate. Get registered at datingkinky.com/dating-love-event. Velcro needs love too. Chewy 360. I'm glad that many of you could have some fun with this topic. Zach and I did, as you'll hear in a few. Trimmed or clean-shaven is my preference for my partner. I get laser hair removal, so I'm always smooth and hair-free. M. Kitten. I'm a fan of natural body hair. Michael R. I'm old. I itch when I shave, and I don't get naked in front of a stranger without a degree in the medical field. I shave my armpits when my antiperspirant starts to be ineffective. But I have light-colored body hair. No guy has ever been upset by my hairy legs, bush, or pits. It seems like a whole lot of work for fashion. I don't do work for fashion, pretty much ever, LOL. Aries M. I'm not a fan at all. Smooth is best. Shad K. As long as it's theirs or my own, I'm fine with it, ha ha ha. Someone else's now. That's a fucking issue, LOL. Sasky Mr. E. I've been with all sorts, from completely bald all the way through to an impressive bush. I'm quite happy to go down on either. The thing about being bald is more hygienic is a myth, by the way. I tend to prefer well-trimmed on both men and women. A landing strip on women is divine. But I'm not going to force my choice on them. The shaving itches do my head in. Alice Emma. I prefer a woman to have a bush, trimmed, or fully natural. For me, I vary between some tidying up to shaving sack and bottom of shaft, depending on mood or what a partner prefers. T. Judd. So, as you can see, everyone has their own preferences. And there's links in the show notes so that you can see the posts on social media everywhere. Zach and I continue the trend. Have a listen. Pubic hair preferences. So, when it comes to pubic hair, how do you feel about pubic hair on your partner or on yourself?
Pubic hair. Okay. So are we dealing with a 70s bush or a 1470s bush? Sorry, bad joke from a comedian that I heard once who sings a song about that. Okay. It's funny because for me, this is another consent thing. I mean, it can be a preference thing, but it's like this. My personal feelings on pubic hair, and this is what I literally tell all my partners because I've been asked this before. I look at it like this. That's your body. You spend 24/7 with your body. At best, I get to be a guest, you know, visitor, a welcome attendee, you know, guest of honor or something like that. You know, let's see, depending on the partner, I may get there, you know, get to be near your pubic hair 2 to 3 days a week at the most. I don't go into your house and tell you how to move your furniture around. You're the one that lives there. You know, hey, you should get a different type of bed. You need to get a princess bed with the curtains. By the way, you should put blackout curtains here. And I'm going to totally change around your feng shui to make me comfortable. And I don't live there. I won't do that. You know, and I always kind of thought that, and this is speaking as a cis male who's for the most part hetero, that anybody who can complain about someone else's pubic hair really has never had a significant drought. Like, I want to meet the person for whom that is the deal breaker. You know, you've gone on a couple of dates, everything is great, you go back home, you're about to have sex. Well, wait a minute, break out the ruler, not too long, I'm out. Like, who's gonna get up and walk away? I want to meet that person, because if that's your take on things, that I just can't do it because of that pubic hair, one, get the fuck over yourself. Two, what's your partner's number? Because I need to find people who've been rejected because of their pubic hair situation. I mean, assuming hygiene is on point, because that's a big one with me, hygiene is on point, how you keep your pubic hair, I don't care. You know, what makes you comfortable? What makes you sexy? What makes you more likely to share your genitals with me? That's what I care about. So I always tell when partners ask me, how do you prefer pubic hair on your partners? And I'm like, I don't know. What makes you more likely to have sex with me? Like, that's literally my response. You know, now, because I'll be honest, I'm slutty. And I don't have a problem admitting that. But in a relationship, what is going to make you more? I don't care. I certainly don't want somebody to adopt a regimen, you know, just to make me happy when I'm, again, at best, a guest visitor a couple of times a week at most. You know, most of my current relationships are long distance. I got no business telling my girlfriend who lives 1,300 miles away that she needs to shave twice a week. That doesn't even make sense to me, you know? That being said, my own personally, I do what I want with it. I mean, it's I don't pay attention to it. If I got somebody that's got a complaint, you know, maybe we need to have a conversation about it. You know, I'm notorious for telling people if you have a way you prefer it, are you willing to keep it that way? Because if you haven't noticed, I'm a big dude, and there's only so much yoga and stretching I can do, and there are certain places I just can't see. So if you've got a preferred, you know, method, braiding system, whatever the fuck, you need to be willing to do that because I, as again, speak, we were talking about me being high or low maintenance. I'm pretty low maintenance when it comes to grooming. I mean, I make sure and take care of my head and my face. So I like my hygiene and grooming, but you know, I am in and out of the shower and ready to go inside of 20 minutes. But if I have to start doing a bunch of crazy yoga with like razors and clippers and shit, we need to have a conversation. So my personal belief is it's your fucking body. Do what you want. I don't care. Your thoughts, Nooks.
I think it's interesting because there were a lot of people with very strong preferences, some with very strong preferences for others, but not so much for themselves. Some with very strong preferences for themselves, like I have been socialized, I absolutely hate body hair, but I don't care what they do. And some with incredibly strong preferences for both. And very few that had almost no preferences. So you're a standout star here.
Woohoo! I hate being the same as everyone else.
personally though, the trend right now, as you can probably imagine, is closer to bare, whether that's, trimmed or whatever, than it is to hairy.
Didn't know that.
I tend to Like on my partners, again, as long as they're hygienic, I'm with you. And I will say this as somebody who has never had a drought that wasn't of my own making. Hello, woman, tits, right? Like
Attractive woman,
if
yeah.
I
You, you,
wanted
you're in a
it,
drought
I
because
could
you want to
have
be one. Yeah,
it.
exactly. Yeah, snap your
That said,
finger and watch the doors start getting pounded on, so.
I've had droughts of my own making that lasted for a while, for reasons that I'm sure we'll get into at some point. But on my partners, I don't really mind too much. I mean, to me, it's not a factor of masculinity or femininity or cleanliness or anything like that. And honestly, a lot of people have said, people that I've talked to who give blowjobs, oh my God, I don't like a lot of hair there because, it gets, shoved to the back of my throat. I have long hair. Unless you're holding my hair back for me, or I've got it up in a tight bun, and even then, one is likely to get into the back of my throat. I mean, I'm going to do my best impression of a cat hacking up a hairball at some point after a sloppy blowjob. I mean, this is going to happen, and it doesn't matter whether there's pubic hair or not. I mean, that's the way it is.
Right, yeah. Hey, kudos to you for giving sloppy blowjobs.
Hey, every once in a while, it's just the thing.
There you go.
On myself. I ha Oh, somebody found the little reaction thing. That's awesome. So we've got
Yeah, I didn't know that
reactions.
was a thing. Cool,
Ooh.
yeah. Oh man, this
On
is a kayaking trip for
myself,
me.
I am lasered around my bikini area because it's convenient when you're gonna go out to the beach or whatever. And then I keep trimmed. And part of the reasons for that is that I'm one of those people with super sensitive skin. A lot of people have super sensitive skin, and shaving will cause bumps or irritations or whatever. The other reason, though, is that, and I've done a lot of research on this, shaving actually creates micro cuts in your goody bits and leaves you more open to potential for infection, STDs, STIs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It also reduces your pheromone, which I really like. Pheromone
scents. I mean, not that you can really smell them, but hair pulls in, that whole pheromone stuff.
No, yeah, I get it. I'm there with you.
So, and then also a little bit of hair there actually helps reduce friction for, panties or even, doing the slap and tickle. So I actually prefer having some hair most of the time.
Wow. Hang on, I got to write some of these down. Goody bits and doing the slap and tickle. Okay.
But especially, I mean, and let me pop back to the STDs, STIs things. So both syphilis and herpes are not protected by condom use. So that's skin on skin contact. And the more skin, bare skin you have, the more bare skin with micro cuts in it, the more likely you are if you're sharing, bang jobs with somebody who might be infected. So just FYI on
Yeah,
that.
and that's kind of ironic because there are people that think that the more hair, the more likely there is it's going to be
Right.
unkempt or not clean. And what we're saying here is that shaved bare doesn't necessarily mean clean, it just means no hair and less
Exactly.
natural protection. Yeah, that's actually interesting.
And Bad
So.
Bear just asked, does pubic hair increase your sensation? So there's a yes answer and there's a no answer. The no answer is that by removing your pubic hair, just like when you cut your nails short or you go bald up top or whatever, you even cut your hair, all of a sudden you have different sensations. Your skin is going to feel more if it's bare. Like when you run your hands through your hair, your scalp does not feel as much because there's so much hair in the way. However, on the other side of things, it can increase the sensation because the hair extends out from your body and feels more of the surrounding type of sensation.
Yeah.
So and the hair extends down into your body and touches the nerves. So I wouldn't say it increases or decreases your sensation. It's different sensations. And every once in a while, I do like to go bare for different sensations.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a definite yes or
Yeah.
no, and everybody's going to have a different answer there too.
One thing I will point out, when this topic comes up is my overarching sort of opinion is I don't want my partners to change anything for me, you know. So it's again, what are you most comfortable with? I've been on dates where literally we were sitting on her sofa, both of us studying because we're both in school and whatnot. She puts her legs on me and says, "Babe, I'm sorry I didn't shave." And I'm like, "I don't expect you to shave your legs just because I'm showing up. If you wanted to shave your legs, fine, shave your legs. I like your legs. Period. I don't care. I mean, I didn't shave mine for you either. So, I mean, it's my overarching thing is that, yeah, really? I mean, look, although before today I did just shave my head because I know Nikki likes the shine on my dome. But you know, yeah. Yeah, we'll get the turtle wax out later. Yeah, tune in afterwards, folks. That's yeah, no, I mean, I don't want my partners to change for me. So, I've got a partner right now that gets a Brazilian. You know, regularly, she's and has done for years. Hey, if that's what makes you happy, if that's what makes you feel feminine and sexy, if that's what makes you more likely to, you know, as Nikki says, do bang jobs with me, I'm down. You know, but it, you don't have to change that for me. And again, it is not a deal breaker for me. I will go down. I don't care if it is the fucking Black Forest of Germany. I will go down on someone. I don't care if it's an ice skating rink. I mean, it just that doesn't matter to me. Yeah, exactly. I will search for where I'm going and there, you know, put the little surgical reflecting light on and whatnot. I promise you, none of those things are a deterrent to me. Hygiene or lack thereof is. But that's different. Hygiene and shaving are two different things. You know, there's hygiene and there's grooming. And, you know, that, but again, it's what makes yourself comfortable. And like I said, that is your body. You're the one that spends all your time with it. So, you know, what makes you more comfortable with your body? If you want to change your feng shui, fine. Don't change it because of me. Okay? Because I mean, it's again, I'm a little too slutty for it to really matter that much. I promise. Did I say something funny or did somebody in the chat say something funny?
Bad Bear responded to you and said, "Chew your way through." Okay,
I've done it. Nookie was talking about hair in the back of her thigh. I have had hair in my teeth. I've had it in my beard. Hey, I'm like, oh, okay, that's the thing that happened. Don't care. It just doesn't really hit the radar. I mean, there are some things, and again, this is from a guy who's been pretty shy and introverted his whole life. Even now, believe it or not, I never let little things like that get in the way, because at there was a time when I never knew when I was going to have another opportunity. So I just can't imagine being like, oh, nope, sorry, I cannot do it. You didn't shave this week, did you? God damn it, I'm out. That has never been a deal breaker for me. Again, I'm fascinated to talk to the people for whom it is, and I'm wondering, is there some sort of underlying trauma? Have you just been watching way too much porn or what? So, but
Sure.
yeah, no, I don't give a shit. Don't care.
So Terry asked a question. I think we should answer this and then we'll wrap up. Is there anything worse than razor burn? And let me just say, yes. There's rug burn. And there's rug burn on your goody bits. So let's just say, like, for example, that you've recently shaved your face. And you're a couple hours in, and so you've got all those nice hairs just starting to peek out of the edge that are super sharp because they were just cut a few hours ago or half a day ago or whatever. And you're going up against bare skin and rubbing on that. Anybody who's ever gotten carpet burn on their knees from, sliding or road rash or whatever. Anyway, hair protects from that. It's kind of like a lubricant to have like a little bit of hair on both sides.
If I
I'll
can
just
chime in on that one, as
throw that
far as
out
the
there.
is there anything worse, Terry? Yeah, cutting yourself shaving. And this is from somebody who shaves his head regularly and has shaved before. And there are few things that bleed as much as a nick scrotum. I'm just saying. I have never seen so much. I literally thought somebody was slaughtering a pig. You're just like, hold. And of course, it's like, how do you stop it? Cold, you can put ice
Diptych
on it.
pencil to the balls.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And again, some people just bleed, particularly if you're using hot water, because you're just going to bleed more. It's just like the places that, trust, that's what I've learned. And again, this is somebody who's been shaving his head for 20 years. I never shave in a hurry. So if I've got a date coming up, I make sure I start like an hour ahead of time. Never shave in a hurry, because otherwise, like I said, I just shaved before coming on here. I could have nicked myself. I've clipped my ear and just, bled like somebody just shot me in the ear. So I'm like, it's just there. So yeah, cutting yourself shaving in certain areas that are just not used to, I mean, your face gets used to it after a while.
Your taint,
Yeah, that's
your
I
chocolate valley.
wow.
Just, yeah. See, I mean, you gotta be
Yeah.
careful. You just gotta
I'm
be
gonna have
careful.
to, you know what? Maybe I'll ask Luna Matadas about shaving the anus and cutting yourself. She's one of my go-to favorites as far as things revolving around the butt. But yeah, I just there are certain places that look, shave if you want to, knock yourself out. I would recommend waxing other than shaving. But yeah, there
Or
is.
lasering if you have the
Yeah.
funds.
I agree,
It's a
John.
more
In some
permanent
cases, there
solution.
are not enough, tissues. I mean, you can have an entire box of puffs just stuffed into your trying to get, into your underwear, trying to get your poor defenseless little scrotum from trying to bleed. Yeah.
I see myself waddling around the house completely naked, except for like the tissues, like from a Kleenex box sticking out my backside.
Yeah.
While I'm
I
trying to
mean,
put on my makeup and get ready for
I'm
this
not
can
going to
be
say
bad.
this has happened, but imagine the scene of, looking at your watch because you got to leave in 20 minutes for a date while sitting on the sofa. You've got about 10 pieces of tissue and a bag of frozen peas on your scrotum trying to get it to stop bleeding. I'm not going to say it's happened, but imagine that scene. Not pretty. Just saying,
Okay,
it ain't
so
pretty.
in wrapping up, you're absolutely welcome to have as many preferences as you want, especially if you're perfectly okay with not ever having sex again. And
Oh man.
Really, when it comes right down to it, though, you and I are in agreement. Your partner's bodies are your partner's bodies, and they can do with them whatever they want to do with them because they have to live within those meat sacks. And we are just guests and get to play, hopefully, with those meat sacks. So,
Exactly.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Excellent.
cool.
Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me at datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. We are on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official, all one word. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.